Cuomo has been criticized in some media outlets and by some Republicans for a March 25th directive. It required nursing homes to accept COVID-19 positive residents back from hospitals. Dr. Zucker presented data that indicates through antibody tests that the virus might actually have come from asymptomatic staff and that it might have been present earlier than anyone initially thought, as early as mid to late February. And visitors were still permitted at nursing homes until mid-March. Zucker says the peak of deaths in nursing homes that were most affected by the virus corresponded with a high death rate in their surrounding communities. And he says the timing of the deaths showed that the hospital readmission could not have been the driver for the increased infections at the homes. The number of deaths at nursing homes reached its highest point on April 8th, a full week before the death rates peaked at hospitals on April 14th. He says if admissions were driving the fatalities, then the order of the peak deaths and peak admissions would have been reversed.
The data shows that the nursing home residents got COVID from the staff and presumably also from those who visited them. Unfortunately, we did not understand the disease early on. We did not realize how widespread it was within our community, and therefore, it was able to be introduced into a vulnerable population.
Zucker says the staff is not to blame for unintentionally bringing in the infections, and he says current policy is to test all nursing home employees for COVID-19 each week. Cuomo, speaking at his own briefing, blamed the federal government. He said they did not alert the nation to the presence of the virus in the U.S. earlier so that preventive measures could have been taken sooner. And he says critics of his past nursing home policies are playing politics.
It has no basis in fact. It was pure politics, and it was ugly politics. And now the report has the facts, and the facts tell the exact opposite story.
The March 25th order for nursing homes to accept infected residents back from hospitals was rescinded on May 10th. The governor's chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, says that was done out of an abundance of caution, and she says at the time the health department had not yet gathered data about the health of nursing home staff.
And at that point, there wasn't as much stress on the hospitals because the number of hospitalizations and beds went down. We still didn't know then what we know now.
The governor also announced that the state fair will not be held this year. Cuomo has invested in the fair's infrastructure and promoted the event during his 9 years in office. He says he's greatly disappointed, but believes it would be unsafe to hold it now.
This year we're going to have to cancel it. And that makes me personally very unhappy, but that is where we are.
The governor says he's still not certain whether schools will be reopening in the fall, though he's asking the state's over 700 school districts to come up with plans for full or partial reopenings under various scenarios.
Every school district is coming up with a plan to reopen. That doesn't mean they are reopening.
Cuomo says he does not believe it is yet safe to permit indoor dining in New York City or to allow malls, theaters, and gyms to open statewide. He says his team is looking into how to refit air conditioning systems and air filters that could make the spaces more protective against harmful droplets of the virus lingering in the enclosed spaces. Cuomo says the growing infection rate in many other states is frightening. He warns that if New Yorkers don't follow the rules to wear masks and to social distance, the virus could spread again here. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.